We want to remember actor and comedian Robin Williams, who died yesterday at the age of 63, apparently taking his own life.
His wife, Susan Schneider, said she hopes the focus will not be on her husband's death, but in her words, on the countless moments of joy and laughter he gave millions of people.
And so we'll end today with one of those moments from a 2008 comedy performance in London.
But the whole thing is, American politics are always crazy. I live in California. We're a 60% Hispanic state. We have an Austrian governor. Even old Nazis are going, that's weird. And Arnold could be president if it wasn't for that tiny clause. If you're not born in America, you can't run for president. Arnold, the little immigrant boy who had a dream and a vial of anabolic steroids. And he lives with and married to Maria Shriver, who's a Kennedy, who's getting smaller and smaller. I believe he's living off of her. I believe he's sucking the Kennedy out of her slowly but surely. And that's why he's become a moderate Republican, which is kind of cool. It's like a Volvo with a gun rack. You don't see a lot of it. But who can we get that would run and make the whole world go, wow? And that guy would be Jack Nicholson. He has got cooler movies than Arnold. You can't handle the truth. We'll never have a sex scandal with Jack. He's done everybody. I had Angelina Jolie, and afterwards she adopted me. And you'll never have a drug scandal. Jack has done every drug known to mankind. He's the only guy in the world that Keith Richards will go, I have to go home now, Jack. I'll leave you right now because some people say that I look like Bono, and I have to say, stop drinking. But recently, Bono was on stage in Scotland, and it was very quiet, like right now. And he started clapping his hands, and he clapped his hands, and he said, every time I clap my hands, a child in Africa dies. And from the back of the Scottish audience, someone went, then stop clapping your hands! Good night, thank you, sir!
That's actor and comedian Robin Williams performing in London in 2008. He died yesterday at his home in Marin County at the age of 63.
Glassy skies of blue and icy, clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And what an amazing talent. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Faces of people passing by, I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear